Workman's right here on Wellington Quay, Lingo Festival 2015. We're going back to the live feed on stage right now.
This is a vision of what Irish bland radio will sound like in about 10 to 15 years. Are you with us? Can I get a hell yeah? Come on in, come on in, come on in. We're okay, here we go. Tune in.
And if you're just joining us here on Radio 1, you're very welcome. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Coddy and Scale with your host, St. John the Rake O'Rahilla, where he'll be interviewing members of the current Irish Bomb Squad. And now, on one, it's time to go over to Studio 8 for arts, opinions, and a wrap-up of the week's best radio moments on The Definitive View.
Good evening, listeners. I'm Schnachtani Wurku, and you're very welcome to this week's episode of The Definitive View. Later in the programme, we will speak with fabled anarcho-poet Bumper Headbanger and experimental fisherman Pat Cody. We will also be looking at the controversial and sometimes hilarious topic of Canadian universities. And our in-studio performance of the week will be a Shannos freestyle battle between Andy Grogan and Quantum Deluxe. But that's later. First up tonight, we're listening back at the radio highlights and lowlights of the past week. And we kick things off with a delightful slice of documentary on One, who showed us a snapshot of our ever-changing Irish urban landscape. This is Dublin City, Henry Street. It is about 6 o'clock in the evening, and the two men on the street, Joe and Rory, are talking about their night out yesterday. But these men are not speaking English. These men are speaking the new dialect, Dublin Deutsch, a hybrid Hiberno-Germanic dialect born out of the decades of German empirical rule in Ireland in the post-Euro annexation period.
Jeez, man, starty, was the geschickter, Artie?
Fucking scheisse, man. Total fucking scheisse.
Yeah. Hast du im bleeding nightmare gestern even gehabt, or was?
Fucking furchtbar.
Yeah. Und hast du got your hole?
Yeah, man. Aber she was a fucking crazy Merkel.
Yeah. Und totaler fucking unentschieden in post-colonial and then like she breeding blame after.
Fucking Himbeer Torte.
As you can hear, their urban patois has married the rough-hewn street slang of Dublin City with the complex constructions of their German overlords. This is a new language, a new identity. This is Ireland today. To give us some context, we asked Professor O'Farrell Murphy of Trinity College to explain the etymology and history of the language to us.
Well, you see, Germany came in and imposed very strict regulations on finance and culture at large. So things like the famous Hasselhoff Clause nearly ruined the music industry altogether. But the biggest impact actually started to happen in the schools, where German translations of Brian Friel plays were made a compulsory part of the Leaving Cert curriculum. The language then started to enter the mainstream, and as with anything else in Ireland, it was adopted in a half-arsed way into the vernacular. So you saw the emergence of the proto-Dublin Deutsch in the capital, and then in other urban areas like Galway and Waterford, but not in Cork!
Cork, also known as the Rebel County, or Arschloch Ecke by the powers that be, refused to accept any measures being put in place by the McKellian Empire of Germany. Instead, the rebel stronghold held steadfast and retained its impenetrable duck-song-like accent against the odds.
Cork refused to take any nonsense from the so-called kraut monsters, and they built a wall around the city from Panop as far as Montanati, telling the Merkelites to get ficked because they were only a bunch of hosen shites and langers. While the rest of Ireland protested half-heartedly at best. Most of them simply rolled over and just started whatever, did whatever Germany said. That old spirit of rebellion was dead and gone. It was with David O'Leary and Italia 90 in the grave.
This may in part be attributable to the embarrassing early efforts at rebellion by the Irish as they attempted to voice their distaste for their new imperial overlords.
The Easter Rising of 2016
was an absolute fiasco, where the rebels occupied BT2 armed with only a bag of fair trade coffee and a Twitter account, which was swiftly and efficiently dealt with by a punctual, confident German team of killjoys who dispatched them with a series of ice-cold Jaeger bombs and facts.
as a result, Ireland's culture and language has changed radically with a wide-ranging cultural shift, which has seen a growth and proliferation in the world of the arts with a series of gritty award-winning Dublin Deutsch films such as Mein Left Fußball and Adam and Paul und Stefan. Professor O'Farrell Murphy sees it as an inevitable evolution for the Teutonic influence.
Well, I do think these films were bound to happen, given the extensive cross-pollination from the German nationals breeding with the locals. It meant that all art forms would ultimately grow more philosophical, pompous, and very, very blonde. Some die-hard artists in Cork now are still pushing for a way of drinking their way out of the problem, but unless you're in the Frank and Walters, that simply won't work.
The majority of Irish people, though, are behind the linguistic shift and are affectionately known as Germaniters. While some embrace it, such as those we have mentioned, there are others who have simply never known any other way of communicating, such as Joe and Rory, who we met at the beginning of this report. Let's leave the final Germanic word to them.
That's it, man.
Yeah, man, fucking deadly buzzing schneider.
Yeah. Und du bist heading out per scoop und trinken this Abend.
Ach, man. Defo, defi, steffi, graf.
Ich bin heading to the Arbeitermanns Club. You coming mit, man?
Ach, fucking coined out, man. Ich fucking leave at Arbeitermanns Club, man. Unbelievable Fräuleins there, man.
Yeah, the Fräuleins sind die heißesten fucking Hunde, bitches von euren Fragen, Hunde, lässt ihr trauen, schagans. Oh, ja, 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 bitte, oh nein, oh nein, oh ja, ja, ja.
Exactly, Hasselhoop.
And there you have it, Eins Vi Funky Pie there from the Duck on One gang. Righto, before we go on, it's time to keep our sponsors happy out. We'll be back after this commercial break. See you in a jiffy, listeners.
Sunshine McGowan, when I wake up and need a drink, it gets me fucking pissed fast. That's why I drink Guinness Sport.
New Guinness Sport is made from isobiotic raffia off your titty mimblerites. It gets your soberness fast. Introducing our new hypoathletic liquid bottling system with a shiny reflective go faster stripe. Means less wind drag as you lift the bottle to your mouth. Proven to increase drinking rate by 0.192 gulps per second.
That's what makes the difference in an ordinary fucking drunk. The world class pisser like me.
New Guinness Sport gets you pissed fast.
You're slaving away on a shift down at the chipper. You drank a few cans down by the canal on your break. And a whack off a crack pipe. And you have a danger wank in the jacks with the door unlocked. You come in to serve the punters and you deep fry your hand by mistake.
What the fuck am I doing?
It wasn't even supposed to be your shift tonight, and now you'll never use your hand ever again.
Every year, 250,000 Irish workers lose their hands in preventable accidents caused by pricking around with hot oil like in Egypt. Log on to the internet and learn the facts you need to know to stay safe.
How safe is your job? And welcome back, listeners, to The Definitive View with me, Schnachtani Wolaku, guiding your boat through this week's radio sea of artistic endeavor. And now it's time for the big interview. For those of you who aren't aware, speaking and fanning about with rhymes is a hugely popular thing these days. And this week sees the release of a documentary about spoken word and performance poetry by legendary New Wave German cinema director Werner Herzog, entitled Iambic Despair, The Raps of God. And I'm only thrilled and a bit flushed, might I add, to say he joins me in the studio this evening. Werner, Caden, Mila, Mila Falche, thanks for joining us.
Yes, I give you thanks also, but I give it against my better judgment.
Oh, Werner, you crabby croucher. Now,
tell me, why did you choose poetry as the subject matter for your new film?
I did not choose it. It chose me. Or that is to say, the poets, with their snivelling bass, vile, self-centered wailing in iambic pentameters, was like the sound of knives on the chalkboards of my soul. Look at me, they said. Look at me and my little problems and how much YouTubes you can click. You can't comprehend how good I am. My mouth has words and I have meaning. Very important trolls have shared me. Once an Italian mentioned me in conversation to his girlfriend, but I am ignored in Dublin 8. Eat my fear, they say. Eat it. I say I will not eat it. They say, come on, Werner, you must eat our shit, for it is the rhythmic truth of the universe. But I know this is not true. It is not ecstatic truth. And for this reason, I must expose this spoken word phenomenon for the naked, ignorant, pleading nonsense that we all know it to be. This film simply had to be.
Oh, Jesus, Werner, your mind is an absolute ride.
Thank you, Schnakte. I am aware. I'm not finished.
Oh, that's fine, Werner. You can say anything you want, you absolute Teutonic tank of a thing.
Rainer Maria Rilke, the great German poet whose mother was a tyrant and dressed him in baby girl doll clothes for the first 20 or 50 years of his life because she desperately wanted a girl. This is why his middle name was Maria. Maria, Maria, how do you solve a poet called Maria? I will tell you. You let them be a poet, no more and no less. You let them write good poems. You don't dabble in this pretentious amplification or undue adulation for being able to make house rhyme with mouse. I think I hear somebody at the door. Oh, it's Dr. Seuss. He's suing you for plagiarism. No, Rilke was not cut of this cloth. He was a poet pure. In his greatest work, Archaische Torso Apollos, he stares upon the statue of Apollo. It has no head, which is an excellent metaphor for these spoken word maggots. And as he stares at it, he remarks, finally, denn da ist keine Stelle, die dich nicht sieht. Du musst dein Leben ändern.
I'm completely lost. Oh, but don't stop, it's like Bavarian jazz.
What Rilke has said here is you must change your life. And so it is with these spoken worders who see themselves as messiahs and pariahs and piranhas and punks. Ha! You are not punks! You would not know it if it put a safety pin in your never mind the bollocks. What you do is shout into a small hole in a tree trunk made of fragile tears of idiots and preachers.
Oh, Werner, this is mighty.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Would you mind if I just had a little smell of your coat?
It would be my pleasure.
Oh, holy God, amazing. Oh, full of the real. Do you like spoken word, Werner?
Yes. Perplexingly so. I am drawn to it like a pig to a truffle. For it speaks to our ancient selves to tell stories of the land of our people, to speak our mind and rise up, 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 jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock and you don't stop. And I like things that don't stop. Yes, I do, because they bring people together. And it is this sense of a squawking community that I like very much. Very much indeed.
Oh, right. God, I love that you can change your mind like that. Is that allowed?
It is.
Oh, great. Well, I could listen to you all night, but my producer thinks you're a pain in the hoop. So I think we'll have to leave it there now, Werner. You've certainly given me some expansion to my scansion tonight, if you know what I mean. I wish you luck with the film, Werner.
I don't need luck. I see through you and all of the other critics.
Very good. Thanks for that. Oh, you're so good, Werner. It'd make you sick. Right, oh, we'll be back with you ready to rock again with more opinions and the week's best radio after these audible advertisements. New drinks. single drop of Arctic glacial water. A breath of Himalayan alpine air. And flavored with the merest hint of the idea of a lemon. We take those filthy things out of new shh drinks. That's what makes new shh drinks as natural, pure, and blameless as the Pope's third child. So pure, you'll think the bottle is empty.
Shh drinks are a subsidiary of Megacola, supporting tooth decay and fat kids since 1881.
Okay, welcome back, radio heads and lovely listeners. Moving on now to our final look back at this week's radio, we're turning the dial over to our book on one, where Republic of Ireland footballer John O'Shea has been reading excerpts from his memoir, Utilise Your Utility.
I am home in Waterford for a few days. I get nostalgic thinking about all the great people who've come from Waterford from over the years. Val Dunican, who sang about jumpers. Billy Crystal, who found a water for Crystal. Gilbert O'Sullivan, whose hair looks like Brillo pads. Sean Kelly off of the bikes. The so-called magician Keith Barry. And me, John O'Shea, football person. And also Edmund Rice, who founded the Christian Brothers, who founded the beating the shit out of kids in schools. July 23rd. I'm going to start a band. Here are my ideas for band names. The Offside Trap. Itchy Cousin. Surprising Patio Attack. The Reigning Champion of the World at the Moment. Lighthouse Joe and the Haunted Trawlers. Dow Jones and the Industrial Averages. Jar of Crows. August 3rd. I had a dream last night that I was ordering a bread roll with some lunch and sausage on it. It's delicious. I think I'll order it today in my real life. August 23rd. Water tastes crispy and cool. August 31st. I head over to Drumcliff and check out Yeats's grave. Cast a cold eye on life, on death. Horseman pass by. Then I go to the cafe in the guest centre. Cast a cold eye on the banoffee pie, which is only gorgeous. September 1st. I just realised that I do not like grapefruit and I'm not a big fan of women with loads of makeup and I can't stand astrologists or terrorists either and I don't really like any of them things. September 28th. I think I might have a cough. September 29th. I realised today that I really like a hot shower and conversations and eyesight and the taste of Premiership success. I really like all of them things. And at the end of the day, I also like this diary.
John O'Shea there, keeping it tight at the back and never afraid to go on the overlap. God bless him and his unusual looking head. Okie doke, that's all we have time for on this week's show. Just a reminder to join me, Shnachtani Wuraku, on Tuesday evening for another episode of the Definitive View Roadshow from the window of Reeds of Nassau Street. Amongst the topics for discussion will be a healthy debate on the smell of rain, as well as the thorny issue of heterosexuality. Is it a choice? We will also be doing a review of the new Cillian Murphy film, Esoteric Half-Light of a Sunday. So join me on Tuesday at 10 p.m. for the usual mix of Definitive Views. Until then, stay warm, stay artistic, and a very good evening to you all. Agus tóga bogae.
Ladies and gentlemen, the brown bread players, Sean McDonough, Gus McDonough, Eva Bartley. My name's Galler Ryan. Enjoy the rest of your night. Give it up. Keep it roaring till the next person's on the stage. Roar!